Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. James Gill here with you. The following is a clip from today's Sleeper King Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy. Let's talk about Cedric Tillman there in Cleveland. He had a really strong outing here. 12 targets, 8 grabs for 81 yards. And when Amari Cooper did get traded away, a lot of folks thought it was going to be Jerry Jeudy time. But the team kept Jerry Jeudy in his normal slot flanker role. And it was actually 2023 third-round pick Cedric Tillman who actually filled in that Amari role as an outside X player, right? Outside X and flanker. He's just an outside, you know, wide receiver. And remember, his last year at Tennessee, he played almost exclusively as an outside X. So this dude's got the experience and he's got the chops, right? I thought he looked really good in that role Sunday. Again, 12 targets, 8 grabs, 81 yards. In PPR, 16.1 from Cedric Tillman, 0% rostered. Come on, bro. Take that all day long. And not to mention, Jameis Winston, potentially the starting quarterback here for the Cleveland Browns. When you pair Jameis Winston, his wild style, with what Cedric Tillman can possibly do downfield as an outside X receiver, sign me up. Sign me up. I like this kid's upside, and I like it a lot. All right, speaking of Jameis Winston, I mean, come on now. We've been down this road before now. All right, we know what Jameis Winston can do from a fantasy perspective because in fantasy, the turnovers don't hurt you as bad, right? Third string quarterback, you say? It's Jameis, it's all good. You know what? Don't matter. Jameis Winston comes in and he immediately throws a touchdown. That's incredible. It's the full Jameis. We're getting the full Jameis here. And we really need to see this guy start. Honestly, forget it. I mean, the season's over, guys, in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? Let's go in there and see what you got in terms of certain players. Have some fun out here and basically just, you know, let the fans have some fun too. Put some enjoyable football on tape, man. Let's do that. How about that? And by the way, hey, listen, let's not make it seem like Kevin Stefanski hasn't done this before. Let's not make it seem like Kevin Stefanski has not taken a statuesque veteran pocket passer and turned them into a fantasy relevant asset. Right? Not only did he do this with Joe Flacco last year, it was Jacoby Brissett the year prior. So in back-to-back years, Kevin Stefanski has been able to take a statuesque pocket passer and make them fantasy relevant. Right? Plus, listen, I don't love the pass catching group, but let's not sit here and pretend it's the worst in the league. Let's not sit here and pretend just because Deshaun Watson single-handedly destroyed this offense that they don't have some pieces. I mean, they got some pieces now, right? Again, I'm intrigued by Cedric Tillman. We talked about him. Elijah Moore can play. I don't care what nobody tells. Elijah Moore can play. All right? I think he has the talent level to be a solid number two. A solid number two, not a high-end two, right? Like, I'm not going to compare him to, like, T. Higgins or something crazy. No. I'm saying a solid number two, right? So somewhere in that wide receiver 50 to 60 range when we're talking about real-life rankings, I think he's got the talent level certainly to be that guy, right? Jerry Jeudy? Okay, let's move on. I'm not a fan of Jerry Jeudy. Can this guy play? He's got shaky hands. His route running's not great. You know, after the catch, he's got some ability here, but not good in contested catch. I mean, shoot, even on open throws, he's not very... His hands, bro, like, oh, it's tough. But Jerry... Hey, listen, Jerry Jeudy is a number three, though, right, where you're not relying on the guy, that's all right. You can take that. So, but anyways, Elijah Moore, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman... as your top three wide receivers, I don't think that's bad. Plus, David Njoku, listen, he's a terrific pass-catching option at tight end. And oh, by the way, they got Nick Chubb getting healthier. I'm telling you, this is not the worst offensive unit in the NFL. I'm not saying they're good. But also, I'm being very cognizant of the fact that Deshaun Watson single-handedly destroyed the offense. They've got some pieces.